Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump says Jewish people who vote Democrats hate Israel and hate their religion. Mr. Trump's remarks, part of a wide-ranging interview with the Salem Radio Network's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. The former president, also defending the Make America Great Again movement and its voters, frequently decried by President Biden as some kind of extreme, violence-prone right-wing movement. Mr. Trump says that's not true, adding that MAGA has never been needed more than it is these days.
We're not a great country right now. We're left at all over the world. We owe $35 trillion. The whole thing is crazy.
And now to Texas, where the state says it wants to do what the Biden administration will not do, enforce immigration law. But the argument not sitting well with the U.S. Supreme Court.
An order signed by Justice Samuel Alito indefinitely prevents Texas from enforcing a sweeping state immigration enforcement law that had been set to take effect this month. The language of the order strongly suggests the court will take additional action, but it's unclear when. The Justice Department has argued the law would step on the federal government's immigration powers. Opponents have called the law the most dramatic attempt by state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago, portions of which were struck down by the Supreme Court. Norman Hall, Washington.
Some students of the U.S. Constitution are shocked by Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's remarks the other day. She voiced concern that the First Amendment could be used to rein in the power of government. Well, constitutional scholars say that's the entire point of the First Amendment. Defense Secretary Austin vowing the U.S. will continue supporting Ukraine's war effort against Russia, regardless of what Congress does or does not do concerning more money for Ukraine. Wall Street, the Dow up 126. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
This KFQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Expect more traffic disruptions on Las Vegas Boulevard as the latest phase of a years-long road project is underway. It's phase C of the work. It involves lane restrictions between Harmon and Reno Avenues and on parts of Tropicana near Las Vegas Boulevard. Now, the good news, if there is any, is that most of that work will happen between midnight and 9 in the morning, Sunday through Friday. Now, phase C expected to last through August. The work, part of a multi-phase project on Las Vegas Boulevard between Sahara and the 215 Beltway, and that includes waterline replacement, pedestrian crossings, and traffic signal upgrades. Mutual respect. That's how MGM Resorts officials describe their relationship with Bruno Mars, adding the superstar performer has no debt with MGM. That statement comes after news reports Friday claiming Mars had debts as high as $50 million from playing table games at Aria and Bellagio. Sources familiar with Mars' residency at Dolby Live called the story, quote, BS. Mars' show debuted back in December of 2016, his residency being extended multiple times. He also opened a lounge recently over at Bellagio. And the Sphere could soon be experiencing a peaceful, easy feeling. Word is that legendary rock band The Eagles will play that venue for 10 weekends between September and December of this year. That is unconfirmed as of this time. It's been rumored for months that The Eagles will play The Sphere. Their final tour, called The Long Goodbye, runs through June 15th with no Las Vegas date. The legendary band last played Las Vegas at MGM Garden Arena back in May 2022. Beyonce, also rumored to be talking about playing the Sphere. U2 recently concluded its residency, which opened the venue. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmtq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Tough times on our Valley freeways right now. Several incidents to report. One of them at the Spaghetti Bowl or just west of it. 95 southbound before I-15. Watch for an accident there. Also, one on the Beltway as you leave Henderson. 215 westbound or Windmill. North Las Vegas area, Lake Mead Boulevard on-ramp to get onto southbound 15. That's off on the right shoulder. And on the strip, northbound side of Las Vegas Boulevard after Spring Mountain, seeing 7 or 8 patrol cars blocking the right lane there. Weather-wise, it's going to be a great-looking day in the valley. Mostly sunny skies, lighter winds, afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. It's 52 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. For a Tuesday, March 19th, of course, last Friday was the filing deadline for public office in the state of Nevada. And there were some surprises. In fact, there were a number of surprises. One in particular involving our buddy Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q. He's a candidate for Congress in CD1. And he joins us now. Ron, I got to ask you, early on in the campaign, you said you were going to use strategies that were unique to your campaign, that it's not, you know, politics as usual. You have followed through on that comment because you made a major announcement last week. Tell us what you decided to do. I tell you what, we will try back. One of the things he promised is that we would end up doing different things, that there are strategies that are always used in political campaigns. He wasn't going to do that. He was going to do something different. And essentially what he has done is he is going to run as a nonpartisan candidate. And I believe we've got Ron Q. Ron, how you doing, my friend?
Good, Kevin. Sorry, we got caught off there a little bit.
I alluded back to something you said in one of our interviews early on in the campaign, and you said, we're going to do things differently. We've got strategies that you probably haven't seen, but it's going to be different. It's a different way to run a campaign. And now you've thrown us the biggest of curveballs. You're now going to be running as a nonpartisan candidate. Explain the thought process that went into that decision.
Well, you know, I think our our press release explain our reasoning. I'm still a conservative, Kevin, and I will serve in Congress as a conservative. But CD1 is not a typical district. There's more conservatives and more swing voters not tied to a party than any time in history. I believe there's a 90,000 new voters, and 38% of the voter registration is nonpartisan. My goal as a candidate is to beat Dina Titus. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's everybody's goal. We need some change. And our team have done a series of voter turnout models. We did some number crunching. And I believe that a well-funded nonpartisan candidate can win CD1.
Ron, let me ask you, the implications of this move are you will not be a part of the GOP primary, but that you will move right to November 5th. Is that right?
That's correct. So I believe there's a, I don't know, maybe there's like, what, five or six people now running in that in CD1 for the Republican Party for the primary. Us getting the signatures, we got 600 signatures, of course, like when we did the petition. And a lot of people have signed it. Most of them are nonpartisan and Democrats, and they want to change. They want, you know, they're sick of the two-party system. They want someone that's different. That's why in this district, there's a lot more nonpartisan. I believe the voters turned out in 2022. There's at least, I would probably say, 78,000 to 80,000 voters that came out as a nonpartisan. So, you know, they never really have any voice. But at this point, we, you know, I'm their voice, and, you know, I'm a conservative, and we're going to beat Dina Titus.
Does the messaging change when you go from speaking particularly to Republican voters and all of a sudden you're talking to a much larger group, which is Republicans, conservatives, and, of course, you know, nonpartisans?
The message is still going to be the same. I'm running as a conservative. I believe there's at least 7,000 used to be a Republican that now switched to a nonpartisan when I checked the number yesterday. And, of course, there's at least like 6,000 to 8,000 Democrats that switched to a nonpartisan. So those are conservative Democrats. But, of course, they don't want to be they don't want to be part of the Democratic Party anymore. They want to be nonpartisan because they want to see who are the best candidates out there to vote for, rather than being stuck with a primary and getting the person that they don't want to be in the general election. I believe in this situation now they have a choice. I'm their choice. And, you know, we are getting ready, you know, ready to unveil our new campaign tactics, messaging to go forward in November and beat Dina Titus.
What will you do between now and June 11th? All the other candidates you were running against, they're still running. You're going to direct all of your energies, though, towards November 5th. Am I right?
Absolutely. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to all our nonpartisan heavily, and also some of the Democratic member of the Democratic Party. So that's why they can we can encourage them that, you know what, hey, they need to come out and vote in November. And I'm not going to worry about my my other opponents, my Republican Party opponents. I'm going to worry more on Dina Titus, because our campaign goal from the beginning, when I was a Republican, is beat Dina Titus. And I believe we're in the right path. And I'm very excited. And my whole team is excited. And you guys, you know, as you can see, I'm full of surprises. And you're going to see a different way of campaigning this election.
You promised that early on in the campaign. You say you won't recognize it. And you're right, running as a nonpartisan. let me just ask you, I know you give a great speech, and I love watching you speak, and I've seen you a couple of times do it. But one of the things I really like is that you are a great, great listener. Can you talk a little bit about what the folks in CD1 are telling you are the issues they care about?
Well, every time I talk to constituents here in CD1, there's three things that they worry the most. One is economy, second is the border, and last but not the least, of course, public safety. Those are the things that they worry. And, you know, sometimes economy goes first, sometimes immigration goes first. It's kind of like those top three. And one of the things that I'm doing, and I talk to people, instead of me telling you what the problem is, I'm telling them what's the solution I'm going to give them. Because all these candidates are using the same script, the same playbook, and the only thing they talk about is about the problem about the economy, the border, and the public safety, which is all of our voters already know that. All of our citizens and the CD1 knows that already. The whole country knows that already. Now we need to find a solution, and that's me. I'm giving them solution how to fix this problem. And, of course, like, you know, especially with a nonpartisan, that's the biggest issue they have. They always talk about it, even in the Republican Party and Democratic Party. We need to get the nonpartisan votes. And, well, in this situation, guess what? I'm getting all the nonpartisan votes. They don't need to get that.
I do want to ask you, the president is in town today. And I'm curious if you could grab a minute with the current president, what would you ask him? What would you want to hear from him?
If I ask him all this question, he's going to forget anyway. So I think it's a waste of time to ask him any questions.
Oh, my God.
You know, if I ask him a question, Kevin, he's going to forget it anyway. So he's probably going to talk about something else. What he ate a few minutes ago. So, you know, I better save that question and, you know, ask that question to my constituents and maybe they can give me a better answer so we can, you know, have this campaign, you know, the right way. Voice of the people, like in Nevada, every voice matters.
When you win as a nonpartisan, who will you caucus with, or do you have an option there?
Well, right now, so from you know, once I win, I've always been a conservative, so I'm going to caucus with the Republican Party.
And will you be accepted?
I hope so. Well, it's up to them, because that's the beauty about being a nonpartisan. You know, I'm the Republican Party. I've been a Republican ever since when I was 18. You know, I put money in. I don't like where the party's going right now. You know, there's always a blame game. So now, being a nonpartisan, you know, I'm done with the blame game. I'm done with no more red versus blue. It's time to fight for red, white, and blue. You know, policy over politics. And I believe that, you know, I'm going to offer my services to the Republican Party once I win. But it's really up to the leadership if they want me. But at this point, I'm running not for the Republican Party, not for the Democratic Party, but I'm running for all the people for CD1.
Ron, I got to tell you, you sound super energized. Has this done something to your campaign, switching to the nonpartisan? Has that changed the way your campaign workers, the folks around the campaign, has it changed their attitude as well?
No, actually, they're very, very excited. And like my background, Kevin, I've always been the innovative person when it comes to business, trying new things. And I believe I'm going to be the next, you know, congressman as a nonpartisan this coming election. I strongly believe that, you know. Of course, you know, I'm pretty sure Dina Titus is going to start campaigning now rather than looking who's going to come on the Republican Party. But my job and, you know, my promise to my constituents, beat Dina Titus this coming election. My staff, my volunteers are even more excited than ever. And it's going to be great and fun. You know, things going on.
Let me ask you, I don't think the state party is going to be supporting a nonpartisan candidate, I don't think.
Oh, no, they canceled all my debates already, so I'm not going to be any of that debates. I get a message last, I would probably say Saturday, that all the scheduled events I'm supposed to be in the debate is canceled. They took me out because of their bylaws, which is, I understand, I respect that.
Wow. What does your campaign need, especially now, when you've changed, you've turned the dynamics upside down on this race, running as a nonpartisan? Can you talk a little bit about, the road ahead, so to speak?
Oh, yeah, you know, not about my campaign, but I'm going to talk about your listener, you know, all your listener, and especially, you know, the citizen of CD1 that never stop believing in America, no matter our troubles and turmoil. We can and we will do better. We must be brave. Stop voting for those politicians who care more about their career, power, and who don't improve our lives. I believe in America, and you deserve better. In Nevada, every voice matters. I humbly ask for your vote this coming election, November 5th. If you want to volunteer, donate, or simply just check out my website. My new website is quinsfornevada.com. And, of course, the runqforyou.com is still there. Follow us in social media. Let's fix things. and, you know, let's get rock and rolling.
You are so full of surprises this week. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And
this is what the country needs, Kevin.
No, it does.
We need to shake things up. We need to wake them up, right?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Ron, thanks so much, man. Safe travels as you make your way around CD1. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks, Kevin, for having me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go. Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, running as a nonpartisan candidate. He goes right to the front of the line and will be on the ballot for November 5th. No primary, nothing to worry about there. You now become a major, major, major player, and all you did was just change your designation. That's pretty smart. Smart political move. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Big primaries in the state of Florida and Ohio. What will happen there? We'll break it all down for you.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, tickets still remain for Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante coming up Friday and Saturday. My buddy Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens, two of the top tribute artists in the world, they're going to be getting together with award-winning music and hilarious banter. They are so funny together. You got to see them. Tickets on sale right now through Ticketmaster. That's Friday and Saturday night at the Aliante. I'm going to be there. Hope you will be too. Stay with us. Oh. Before we go to break, I'm going to see if we can squeeze this in. This is Jake Sullivan. He is the National Security Advisor to the President of the United States, talking about Netanyahu and Biden, their joint phone conversation. Listen to this.
Now, instead of pause to reevaluate where things stand in the campaign and what adjustments are needed to achieve long-term success, instead of a focus on stabilizing the areas of Gaza that Israel has cleared so that Hamas does not regenerate and retake territory that Israel has already cleared, the Israeli government is now talking about launching a major military operation in Rafah. The president and the prime minister spoke at length about Rafah today. The president explained why he is so deeply concerned about the prospect of Israel conducting major military operations in Rafah of the kind it conducted in Gaza City and Khan Yunis. First, more than 1 million people have taken refuge in Rafah. They went from Gaza City to Khan Yunis and then to Rafah. They have nowhere else to go. Gaza's other major cities have largely been destroyed. And Israel has not presented us or the world with a plan for how or where they would safely move those civilians, let alone feed and house them and ensure access to basic things like sanitation. Second, Rafah is a primary entry point for humanitarian assistance into Gaza from Egypt and from Israel. An invasion would shut that down, or at least put it at grave risk, right at the moment when it is most sorely needed. Third, Rafah is on the border with Egypt, which has voiced its deep alarm over a major military operation there, and has even raised questions about its future relationship with Israel as a result of any impending military operation. Now, the president has rejected, and did again today, the straw man that raising questions about Rafah is the same as raising questions about defeating Hamas. That's just nonsense. Our position is that Hamas should not be allowed a safe haven in Rafah or anywhere else. But a major ground operation there would be a mistake. It would lead to more innocent civilian deaths, worsen the already dire humanitarian crisis, deepen the anarchy in Gaza, and further isolate Israel internationally. More importantly, the key goals Israel wants to achieve in Rafah can be done by other means. On the call today, President Biden asked the Prime Minister to send a senior interagency team composed of military, intelligence, and humanitarian officials to Washington in the coming days to hear U.S. concerns about Israel's current Rafah planning and to lay out an alternative approach that would target key Hamas elements in Rafah and secure the Egypt-Gaza border without a major ground invasion. The Prime Minister agreed that he would send a team. Obviously, he has his own point of view on a Rafah operation, but he agreed that he would send a team to Washington to have this discussion and have this engagement. And we look forward to those discussions.
Jake Sullivan, the Biden National Security Advisor. If anybody runs into the president today, ask him if, you know, where he stands on Israel. He keeps talking out of both sides of his mouth. He supported the speech by Chuck Schumer on the floor of the Senate the other day. And I'll be honest with you, from day to day, his attitude towards Israel seems to change. It goes back, it goes forth. It's just different. It really honestly is. Somebody ask him while he's here, where do you stand on Israel? Do you fully support Israel and their war in the Gaza Strip and Rafah? Yeah, we'll talk about that. Also, coming up,